This is the KGEZ Good Morning Show with Robin Mitchell and John Hendricks. And joining us from the Montana Extension Office, MSU Extension Office, Ashley Dura. Hi, Ashley.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. So what's on our docket for this morning?
Okay, so today we're going to be talking about brassicas.
Brassicas?
Yep. Yeah.
I'm not sure I've ever heard of that.
That term is not familiar to everyone, but the what a brassica is probably is. So it's all of your broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, Brussels sprouts. Those are all in the brassica.
Ah.
That's all types of brassicas.
I've heard them referred to as something else too.
These are also called coal crops and cruciferous vegetables.
Cruciferous.
Is that the term? Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Those are all different terms, and brassicas is the type of vegetable that it is.
Okay.
Is that one of those scientific names for it?
It's one of them, yes.
Brassicas cruciferous, John. I don't know.
Yeah. So those terms kind of talk about how these vegetables really like cold climates. So that's why we kind of, they do well here in Montana, especially we grow cabbage here in Montana. That's a popular local item that you'll see quite often.
Asparagus, I think, is cruciferous, isn't it? I don't know. It grows by the roadway.
Yeah. So there's 3,700 different species of brassicas. So there's a lot of them. And then, you know, each of those species have different varieties. So they come in all shapes and sizes. They pretty much use all types of all parts of the plant. And they all, the unique thing that's really cool, I find interesting, is that they all derive from the wild mustard plant.
Ah.
So over the course of a thousand years or so, it's just evolved into what we have as different varieties of these brassicas.
Yeah. Okay. Wow.
I just looked it up. Broccoli, cauliflower, and asparagus all fall into that family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot. And it's just really neat. Like the broccoli comes from the flower, the buds, and the stems. And you can kind of see where it would come from the plant. The Brussels sprouts are coming from the leaf buds, and the cabbage came from the terminal leaf buds, just all different stages. Kale is another brassica, you know, so you look at a wild mustard plant and there's a lot of similarities to the kale that we eat today.
Yeah, yeah. My wife, somebody brought her a lunch kit to take to work today, John.
Mm-hmm.
It had a kale salad kit in it.
Oh, just what you like.
I figured they were targeting me. Now, the as far as broccoli goes, I like the crowns, you know, the fluffy parts of them more than the stalk. Am I okay with that? Or?
Oh, yes, definitely, definitely. It's personal preference and flavor.
Yeah.
I know my kids they struggle with eating the stem as well. They prefer, they call them green trees.
Yeah.
But the stalk is still full of really good vitamins and nutrients. And I like to chop that up really fine and put it in salads.
Oh.
So there are unique ways. These brassicas are so diverse. You can eat them raw. They can be steamed, cooked, put in soups. They can be really cooked down to where they're extremely soft and blended down into just like a really creamy soup, or they can be, you know, raw and chopped really fine into a salad.
Yeah, like I was just thinking, I'd never thought of that with the stalks before, but chopping it up, maybe a marinade or something.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's such a variety. Broccoli salad, coleslaws. I really like to add all of these and try not to let, have things go to waste, but also just provide my family with more opportunities to eat these.
Yeah.
As opposed to jelly donuts, which is the easy way out, I guess. You know.
It's all about balance.
Yeah.
A little bit of both.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, boy. Well, do you have some fun facts for us?
I do, yeah. So just kind of going over some ways to prepare the brassicas.
Yeah.
Like I mentioned before, eating them fresh is a really great way. And being able to incorporate kids into the kitchen, that's kind of one of my passions is bringing kids into the kitchen. I do find that they are willing to try new things if they're involved in the cooking process. And so brassicas are just one of those nice, easy vegetables. They can taste test them to figure out which ways they like them best. Makes it a fun activity for the kids. So eating them fresh, frozen, brassicas are really easy to freeze to be able to preserve them for later on. So before you would freeze them, you would blanch them first.
Now, blanching, that with salt water or no?
It depends. There are some people that need a low salt, low sodium diet. And so salt wouldn't necessarily be necessary for that. This is just to kind of soften the skin just slightly. You blanch them really quick in the boiling water.
Oh.
Just to kind of soften the texture slightly, not where they're mushy. But just to soften it slightly. And then, you know, you can go ahead and eat them from there, or then they're ready to be frozen. And so then, you know, after you freeze them, then they're ready to go to be cooked with later on in the year. Frozen brassicas are usually recommended to eat within a year, which is actually a really good, shelf life in the, in the freezer.
And that makes sense, because then you have a new crop of brassicas coming your way. Right.
Exactly, yeah. Sure. Yep. Yeah. Steamed is also a great way to prepare these, which is super, it's really quick. You know, I usually just do it. You can get steaming baskets, but usually in my home, we're in a hurry. I just put a small amount of water in the bottom, throw the broccoli on top, and then it steams in about 10 minutes. I've even actually put it on top of mac and cheese. And just kind of done a 2-for-1 in the pot. So, the last 10 minutes of the mac and cheese cooking, and it's just in big chunks. So I just take it off of the noodles once the noodles are done and we're ready to go. And then roasted is also another way, especially for people that might be new to brassicas and maybe incorporating new vegetables into their diet. Roasting them just gives like a charred flavor, and you can add a lot of different, a light amount of olive oil, salt, pepper, garlic powder, and just incorporate it with a lot of other things. And a lot of people that don't necessarily like brassicas, Brussels sprouts, broccoli, prefer it roasted. So that's another great way. And then fermented too. We all, sauerkraut is another popular food item. And so being able to do that fermented, and then of course just, you know, preserving the brassicas so that you can use them later on throughout the year is just another great benefit of the brassicas.
Okay. Now I, without even knowing it, I've been steaming asparagus and broccoli. And what I usually do is do what you're doing. I got a steamer on top of a little bit of water and I turn it on, and I do about 10 minutes from the time I turn it on, because I like them to still be kind of crispy and retain their fresh flavor.
I like them real crispy.
Yeah. Real crispy, yeah. Okay.
I do. It's kind of a funny story about up at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, when my aunt was living at Buffalo Hill Terrace, they have a chef there. It was this guy is just great. And people were complaining because the vegetables weren't done enough.
Oh, yeah.
And I realized that what had happened was that these folks had come up during a time when the vegetables they got was coming out of a can, and they were all mushy, and that's what they liked, that's what they were familiar with, and all of a sudden, we're making these healthier, but they weren't used to it. They weren't used to vegetables that were crispy.
Maybe that's why I didn't like vegetables that much.
Well, that's why I didn't. Canned. I can tell you, they were so mushy, I didn't like them. And
peas,
it wasn't until
canned peas, awful. Frozen
and
peas,
salty,
great.
And
Well, even in the same household, people have different preferences on the texture that they like. They're especially with their vegetables. So finding a happy medium, you know, the ones that like them crispier, maybe you remove them early, and the ones that like them softer, and then you make them cook longer. I like that's roasting is another great benefit, because you kind of get a little bit of both. They're crispy yet soft for those that like it a little softer. So that brings up good points too.
About the nutritional value though of these, like I'm not a fan of the kale. You know, I know it's the most nutritious thing on earth, but I've always kind of joked about it that I'd probably like it if I could have it breaded, you know, with garlic and stuff like that, and have ranch dipping sauce, you know, and then you deep fry it. And I'm sure there'd be absolutely no nutritional value. Be like having potato chips or something. But, we're so kind of fixated to flavor.
Yes.
And spices.
We are. And there's spices are a great way to add flavor to some of these brassicas. So have you ever had kale chips?
Yeah, but compared to a potato chip, I'm sorry, it doesn't cut the mustard.
I've had them, and there was very little kale flavor, and there was just a ton of garlic and onion flavor as well. So, I mean, it does.
Give them a
break.
Give them a shot.
Yeah.
Variety, and yeah, there's so many different options. So, yeah, that's if everyone would just try something new with these brassicas, and you might find a new family favorite. But, yes, the health benefits, I think... it's important to note just how excellent the source of vitamin C is. A lot of people might not think of broccoli and kale, cabbage, cauliflower as great sources of vitamin C, but it is. It's also a good source of potassium, vitamin A, vitamin B6. Vitamin A is important to help with vision and keeping your skin healthy. So there are so many good benefits to brassicas, especially popular in the last decade. It's full of phytochemicals. So these phytochemicals are important for their antioxidant dense, their anti-carcinogenic and anti-inflammatory properties. So all of those are really good health benefits to keeping our bodies healthy.
Oh boy. All right. So now we're ready to go try some veggies, Robin.
Yeah, cream of brassica soup for lunch today.
Yes, well, and there's so many options, and they're diverse, where you can have that you can eat them in any way. So you just got to figure out what's right for you and your family.
All right. Yeah. Gosh, thanks so much, yeah. Ashley.
Thank
good
you.
Good info.
Yeah. So, Robin?
And October is harvest month, John.
That's right.
So there's a reason for us to focus on this.
That's right.
And next October will be harvest month, I'm guessing, also. And so you can freeze and get, you're going to be set up for the next year. Thanks a lot, Ashley.
Thank you so much.
You bet.